Welcome back to another episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health podcast with Essentia Health. My guest this episode is Christine Wasserman, a pulmonary doctor with Essentia Health, here to talk about the health effects of vaping in women. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Before we dive into the topic at hand today, let's start by talking about your background a bit and what led you to specialize in critical care and pulmonary care.
Yeah, so I originally grew up in Denver, Colorado, and moved out actually a lot of places in the country, initially in on the West Coast and then to the East Coast before finding my home here in Duluth about 5 years ago. I decided to enter into the field of pulmonary and critical care medicine initially, I think because of the critical care side, seeing really sick patients in the hospital. But as I was in practice for a bit longer, I really enjoyed the long-term relationships I made with my patients in the pulmonary clinic, helping people breathe better.
So for those that don't know, can you describe more specifically what types of conditions are treated under pulmonary care?
Yeah, so pulmonary is a really broad field. So we see everything from people who have spots in the lungs called pulmonary nodules, which are concerning for lung cancer, all the way to asthma, COPD, or even people who just have cough that won't go away for a really long time.
So now let's talk about traditional smoking and the dangers of tobacco use. Why is tobacco use so dangerous for your health, especially those that are smoked?
That's a really good question. So, you know, I think the big issues with tobacco use is smoked tobacco introduces a lot of chemicals into the body that are really harmful, known to cause cancer, can cause both cardiovascular and vascular disease. And so, you know, the big things we worry about always, lung cancer, folks end up with injury to the blood vessels and they can have heart attacks and strokes. And then, you know, I think the things people more commonly think about like COPD or emphysema.
I feel like everybody knows that these products are really addictive, but what makes tobacco products so addictive and what makes this a habit that's just so hard for people to break?
Yeah. It's really the nicotine. So nicotine, when it enters your body, goes straight to your brain and activates all those dopamine reward centers. And it causes that kind of feel-good feeling, which keeps smokers coming back day after day. And it's part of why it can be so hard to quit, because it also creates a chemical dependency in your brain. And so when you remove it, your brain says, I need more of that. And that just really drives people to keep smoking or keep using those nicotine products.
So another thing that I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like it's gained a lot of popularity, I guess is the way to put it, over the past few years is vaping. Can you explain what vaping is and how it differs from traditional smoking?
Yeah, vaping is basically a new way to get nicotine into your body. So, you know, in traditional smoking, the tobacco products are dried and then rolled into cigarettes, most commonly, or pipes. In vaping, they're actually using nicotine or nicotine salts, the chemical compound that is addictive in cigarettes, and it is put into a liquid with other compounds and things, solvents, things to keep it in liquid form, and that is heated directly until it's hot enough to make a vapor that people see, those big clouds of, you know, white mist is all that vaporized nicotine product.
So what are some misconceptions about vaping that you want to clarify that you see all the time and you want to take this moment to kind of put those to rest?
I would think the biggest one that I hear commonly is that vaping must be safer than smoking cigarettes. And I think, you know, the jury is still really out on that. And as we keep getting more and more information, we're starting to see that vaping probably still has a lot of the same hazards as smoking cigarettes.
So let's talk about these short-term and long-term health effects of vaping on women. What are some of the specific health risks associated with vaping that are unique to women? Let's start there.
Yeah. So, you know, I think women are susceptible to the same things as men in terms of, you know, cardiovascular disease. Vaping increasingly has been shown to cause a lot of the same cardiovascular risks because of, you know, now it's not the smoked or burned particles, but there are these other chemicals that are in vaped products, including heavy metals, which can be really harmful. So there are probably still similar cardiovascular risks. And then I think for women more specifically, I think we think about periods of life that are unique to women. So pregnancy being a big one, breastfeeding being a big one. You know, we're probably lacking in good long-term studies about the risks, but there are more and more information, more and more studies coming out every day that show that vaping, particularly during pregnancy, is associated with a lot of the same risks as smoking. And so big things being, you know, small babies that are born early with more health problems than if you are not using any nicotine products.
So you touched a little bit on the long-term health effects. How does vaping affect a woman women's overall health, and what are some of those shorter term effects?
So, you know, the big short term effects, I think some people get a lot of kind of what we call airway reactivity or wheezing or bronchospasm related. That can end up with people in the hospital. And then, you know, a lot of folks, you know, just get a lot of nicotine with these vaping products. And so those short term effects can cause increased heart contractility, you know, all of those other kind of things that we see, which can also be really harmful.
And I always wonder about this. How addictive is vaping compared to traditional smoking?
I think vaping is probably similarly addictive in terms of the nicotine, but I think the big challenge and what I talk to my patients a lot about is it's so easy with these vaping products to get a much higher level of nicotine than you ever get smoking a cigarette. You know, I think especially now that there's a little bit of taboo about cigarettes, a lot of times people aren't smoking cigarettes when they're at their job or at home, inside, you know, people are going outside to smoke, and that really limits the amount that they are smoking traditional cigarettes. Vaping, you know, I think it's sort of seen as socially more acceptable. People will vape inside, people vape in their homes, they vape in their cars. And on top of it, these vape products have been designed to give people higher or less controlled levels of nicotine, which means that, you know, the people that go from their, you know, half a pack of cigarettes, they try to pick up vaping to quit, sometimes are getting even more nicotine than they were getting when they were smoking cigarettes, which just keeps them coming back more.
And you kind of just answered this in the last question, but why do you think there is such an increase in popularity with vaping? I mean, you mentioned that smoking is kind of taboo now. It's kind of more convenient to vape because you can do it indoors, whereas smoking, you know, you can really only smoke outdoors. Why else do you think there's such an increase in popularity with vaping?
Yeah, so I think for those reasons for sure. And then I think also the availability of flavored products, you know, I think it just takes away kind of the old conception of that smell. You know, people are getting flavored products. It's a little easier to manage, I would say.
And why do you think it's so popular among teens and adolescents?
I think definitely kind of going back to those flavors, same idea. I think also there was probably early on a lot of marketing, intentionally or otherwise, towards teenagers. And, you know, I think they now have kind of probably grown up hearing how bad smoking is. And just with the perception that vaping is safer, I think the whole combination just really appeals to their age group for sure.
So we know that there's a lot of long-term health impacts of vaping, but can vaping cause really serious illnesses like lung cancer or maybe other types of cancer as well?
I think for sure there is emerging evidence that vaping can contribute to lung cancer. You know, we don't see maybe the same exposure to the burned compounds, which are associated with lung cancer traditionally, but vaping exposes people to heavy metals. There's vaporization of other chemicals that are known to cause even other lung diseases, including one called bronchiolitis obliterans, which is basically like the worst asthma or COPD of your life, and it doesn't go away.
So what advice would you give to women who are considering vaping or that currently vape?
I would say if you are not someone who vapes currently and are thinking about it for whatever reason, I would stay as far away as you can. I think if you are someone who is vaping, maybe you got there as a way to try to quit smoking cigarettes. I think the best thing you can do is kind of work with your physician or work with some of the other resources available to try and cut back or quit vaping as soon as you can.
So because this is something that you're so familiar with in your line of work, do you have any like advice or maybe tips for people that do want to quit vaping?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I see in talking with patients every day is just having a plan and being ready. So the most common reason that comes up for me or when I talk to patients about, you know, why is it that it's hard to quit smoking right now is stress. And I think when you have used smoking or vaping as a way to relieve stress, you really have to come up with something else to do that's going to replace that, because otherwise you can have all of the best intentions. And as soon as something in life happens, and it always will, you'll just go straight back to it.
Yeah. Like maybe try to do something like work out or, you know, call a friend or something like
absolutely.
That if you're stressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what resources or strategies are available to help women quit smoking or vaping?
Yeah. So there are a ton of resources. So, you know, your personal physician, your primary care doctor is a great place to start if you really don't know. Otherwise, you know, there are a ton of programs within the state of Minnesota. There's Quitline. The Minnesota Department of Health has a huge list online of resources that are available that might apply to different groups. And that's really the best place to start. If you kind of already know, you know, I think things like nicotine replacement, sometimes available over the counter with prescription, sometimes through these programs available free, is a great resource for people.
So is there anything that I didn't ask you when it comes to tobacco use or vaping that you want to get out there to any women that are listening to this podcast?
The biggest thing that I would say is I know from my experience talking with patients that quitting can be daunting for so many reasons, but there are so many resources and so many people who want to support you in that journey and becoming nicotine and tobacco free that you just really have to reach out to your docs, the people in your life, and they will help you along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we've covered a lot on the dangers of tobacco use and vaping. Dr. Christine Wasserman, a pulmonary doctor with Essentia Health, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this topic. I feel like it's never been more relevant than right now, so I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for having me.